A trade dispute has different parts of the solar industry in the U.S. at odds with one another. Two U.S. manufacturers say they cannot compete with cheap solar panels from China, so they're asking regulators to impose a tariff. That has companies that install solar systems worried. Will Stone of member station KJZZ in Phoenix reports.
This trade case hasn't even been decided yet, but solar installers like Mark Holohan are already feeling the effects.
So here we are in our warehouse.
Holohan's company, Wilson Electric, based near Phoenix, installs solar in places like schools and office buildings. And like many, he's relied on a cheap, plentiful supply of panels made overseas, mostly in Asia. But a proposed tariff has the industry so worried panels are hard to come by.
We have a sort of a panic buying mode in the marketplace right now. Inventories have fallen. Prices have risen.
In the short term, they'll get by, he says. But
there's a threat of a very large price hike looming if the total request on the trade case is granted. And so that makes life very difficult for us.
In fact, some industry leaders call it an existential threat, warning it could result in the loss of nearly a third of all solar jobs. But two U.S. makers of panels argue the opposite. They filed a complaint saying inexpensive imports have dealt them serious injury, and they need protection.
If you lose the manufacturing, then all of the innovation, all of the know-how, all of the investment will go overseas.
Attorney Tim Brightbill represents SolarWorld, one of the companies requesting steep tariffs. He argues a trade barrier would actually add jobs, more than 140,000. Otherwise, U.S. manufacturers of solar panels
can't compete with foreign governments, with foreign dumping and subsidies, and a global surge of imports. And they shouldn't have to.
Brightbill says SolarWorld successfully pushed for tariffs on Chinese panels before, but those safeguards haven't helped enough. Now they want a tariff on imports from anywhere in the world. Aaron Felmuth is a professor of international law at Arizona State University.
There is no example in history of an industry that has prospered in the long run thanks to a safeguard measure.
This case may fall to President Donald Trump. Given his criticism of NAFTA, support for U.S. manufacturing and fossil fuels, Trump would likely support a tariff, says Felmuth, but he warns that could backfire.
It's a short-term fix that ignores the long-term problem.
Consumers will pay more for solar, he says, and other areas of solar manufacturing could suffer. Companies like QuickMount PV, which is based in California and makes equipment to mount solar panels.
If the intention is to defend U.S. manufacturing, the decision is clear. Dismiss this case with no penalties.
Jeff Spees is head of policy at QuickMount PV.
I can't even think of anything that comes close to the threat that we see with this particular trade case. 90,000 jobs lost in any other industry would have a lot of politicians freaking out.
A bipartisan coalition of senators and some conservative free market groups did come out against any trade protections. What makes this case so infuriating to many in the solar industry? The two companies asking for the tariffs aren't even all American. SolarWorld is owned by a German company, which declared insolvency. And Suniva, which recently went bankrupt, is now majority owned by a Chinese firm. Mark Holohan of Wilson Electric shakes his head.
Well, they have manufacturing here. They aren't even headquartered here. They're headquartered elsewhere. So it's definitely a world market we're dealing with.
Soon, regulators will rule whether that globalized market has actually hurt the domestic industry. If the answer is yes, President Trump will decide the remedy. For NPR News, I'm Will Stone in Phoenix.